Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we are very pleased to be joined by our next guest. You know him from the MLB Network and, of course, helped to revolutionize sports talk in the early 2000s with the Best Damn Sports Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Rose in the house. Chris, how are you today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Terrific. Appreciate you coming on. So just general takeaways. Let's start with the Manny Machado signing. It looks like the Padres are set up. We know about that bevy of prospects. And I think for Machado, coming to a place where there's maybe not as much scrutiny and, oh, yeah, they wrote him a check or going to pay him $300 million, that helps. Did it surprise you that it was San Diego?
Yes, very much so. In fact, I think I was on a San Diego radio station last week and said, I don't see either Machado nor Harper in their future, in part because I didn't think they'd pony up 300 mil.
Right.
I mean, I knew that's what it would take to get them there, roughly, you know, between 250, 320, whatever Harper's going to end up signing for. And I didn't think ownership had it in them. A year ago yesterday, they made the biggest splash in Padres free agent history, or any kind of contract, when they gave Eric Hosmer 144 mil. Now you're more than doubling that. So I didn't see it because of that, but there it is.
Chris, am I overreacting to the game I love? I love baseball, but when I look at the NFL and NBA and the pending free agents, that they're not on the market for longer than 48 hours. And I don't think this is a good look for baseball. The fact that pitchers and catchers are reporting and Harper still yet to unsign. Do I need to check myself or where do you come out on that? Because I just think it's a bad look for baseball.
Yeah, I originally agreed with you because, listen, this is what I do. I still have shows in the offseason. I still have to talk about stuff, right? But, you know, now it's not like that's a drop deadline, right? It's not like camp starts and all of a sudden you go, you know, in the old NFL days when rookies used to hold out before there was, essentially a slotting scale, if you will, you know, we always as fans used to panic, like, oh, my God, my rookie's not in camp. It's not the same thing now. Like, hitters need 3 to 4 weeks to be ready, and it's fine. You know, and people are like, well, what about bonding with their teammates? Listen, they all know each other anyway. They're gonna be fine. So if anything, now the Padres fans are excited. Now we're thinking, okay, what's the next step for San Diego? What does this mean for the White Sox who missed out or the Phillies who were reportedly flirting with Machado? What does it mean for everybody else? And so now we're just talking about it. It just happens to be probably 2 months later than maybe we expected.
Talking to Chris Rose on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Chris, as far as Bryce Harper, the initial report with the Nationals was they did offer him the 10 years, $300 million. Now that was reported. I don't know how accurate that is, but that was what was floated out there. Do you think that would still be on the table should he decide to circle back? Because it sounds like, Machado goes 10 years, $300 million. I'm imagining Boris is holding out for more, I guess, Harper. But if he decided to go that route, do you think that would still be on the table for him in D.C.?
Yeah. I imagine it's still there, but my guess is that Mike Rizzo and the Nationals have somewhat moved on. Let's remember very early in the offseason, they gave Patrick Corbin, the free agent left-hander from Arizona, 140 mil. They gave Anibal Sanchez, I believe, right around 20 mil. They traded for Yan Gomes, who's going to be a little bit more money. So those last couple guys aren't going to break the bank. They added Kurt Suzuki as a catcher as well. So they have made some moves to kind of solidify that squad so they can get back into the postseason. I think that they're willing to try it without Bryce Harper. My guess is that if Scott Boras picked up the phone and said, hey, 310 mil is going to get it done, you want him back? You know, maybe that'll happen. I still expect him to end up in Philadelphia, though.
Yeah.
Chris, I like speaking to you because you cover all sports, and the other thing about you is you're fair. And I want to switch it up and just sneak in a football question here because I know you care about your Browns. And when we saw what happened with Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, I saw the footage, and I still don't know how I feel. I know he was wrong, and I was worried, like, you know what, he may never play again. And as soon as the season's over, the Browns found their quarterback. They got a buzz going. They get Kareem Hunt. He's going to help them. But can I ask a diehard Browns fan how you digested that news of getting Kareem Hunt?
Not well.
Yeah.
It was interesting. My youngest son was home that day. He's 13. He was sick, and he came in, and he said, "Dad, I just got an alert that we signed Kareem Hunt." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "How do you feel about that?" He kind of sat down, and he goes, "Well, I don't think I can root for him." And now, listen, you know, that's a 13-year-old. That's
wow.
Through the lens of a 13-year-old who has seen that video and all that sort of stuff. And this is something I really wrestle with, because I do believe in second chances. But I was disappointed that the Browns went with him at this point. I would like to see a rule enacted by the NFL to say, if there is a guy that ends up getting released like Kareem Hunt, let us complete our investigation and our ruling, and then you may sign him. Because if it wasn't the Browns, it could have been the Bears or some other team that was sniffing around, right?
Yeah.
And then that fan base would have had to deal with it. Because what John Dorsey has done here, and he's done so much goodwill in the last 14 months that he's been on the job, is he's put Browns fans in a difficult position. I haven't met one who's like, yeah, I'm in favor of alleged assault, or I'm in favor of alleged domestic violence.
Right.
Like, I've never met that person, right? But I'm 48 years old. I have loved this team for decades. It's the DNA my family was built on. We planned vacations around the Browns schedule when I was growing up in the 80s and that sort of stuff. Should I have to throw away my fandom because we didn't agree with a signing? And I'm not talking about whether a guy can help our team. I'm talking about what we've all seen. Like, how do we deal with that? And every one of our teams that we've rooted for. So you can't say, well, that's just the Browns being the Browns. Uh-uh. The Cubs did it when they traded for Aroldis Chapman in 2016. Should they have to apologize for cheering him on in the playoffs? Probably not. The Dallas Cowboys did it with Greg Hardy. You know, should they, when he gets a sack, should they stand up and boo? I mean, what? I don't know what the answers are. But that's the sort of things that we're thrown into because we're sports fans.
Yeah, 100%. Wow. No, great stuff, Chris. And, you know, I think by and large, most people believe in second chances, but there's a difference between wanting, you know, being okay with giving a guy a second chance and, like you said, you know, cheering for him with your kid on a Sunday to score touchdowns. I mean, there's that separation there. And it's something that we all kind of have to rationalize as sports fans and come
and
to terms
with.
I
want to let you know that if he is on the team and he scores a touchdown, I won't feel good about it. But I will. I'm just being honest with
sure.
you.
Sure.
No, no doubt.
Does that make me a hypocrite? I don't know. I think I always say this, that if that happens with an actor, allegations or what have you, or something on a videotape,
yeah.
We have the choice of not seeing the next movie, and our life can kind of go on. If it happens with a musician, I don't have to download your next song mm-hmm. or buy tickets to the concert. Mm-hmm. I go on. But sports are so different. They really are.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's why we go around and walk around with jerseys. I don't go buy a Bradley Cooper jersey if I like him.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's such a great point. And, you know, it kind of takes me to my next point, Chris, and I really appreciate you sharing that with us, talking to Chris Rose on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey, and Daryl the Guru Johnson. With what you guys did in the early 2000s with the Best Damn Sports Show, and I think, you know, a lot of that cross conversation, you know, you guys had Tom Arnold working on the show, came from the entertainment industry, and you know, so many of those lines have been broken down the last few years, and we've been getting into this conversation about what I'll call the TMZification of professional sports. And I just wonder, you know, is the overall sports world, is that taking us in the right direction, having all this extra access, knowing what we know and caring about not just, you know, what guys do on Sundays, but what they do in their free time and having all these other items, agenda items that we're attracted to. I mean, is this taking sports in the right direction, do you think?
I think it's just our society, so you got to get on board. I mean, it's where we've gone. It's how we've been able to break down this wall that exists between celebrity and Joe fan. You know, that I can tweet something at somebody and get a reaction. And listen, in a lot of cases, it's positive. You know, you check my Twitter feed, there are people that will say, hey, I disagree with you, but I love you on the show, blah, 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 blah. And then there's other people who, you know, I was wrong with with Manny Machado. You know, and so a bunch of Padres fans yesterday let me have it. So if that makes them feel better, so be it, I guess. I mean, if that's like the biggest thing you get out of your team making the biggest signing in franchise history, that you want to give me a middle finger because I was wrong on my prediction, like that's, I don't think it's necessary, but I guess so goes it, right? I mean, that's part of the deal, I guess.
No, I'm with you, Chris. I definitely understand. Now, earlier this week, the great Bruce Bochy announced that this season will be his last. And I go to your guy, LeBron James. Who's better, LeBron or Jordan? And, you know, you can't compare eras. And I do understand that. So I'm just asking you, where does Bruce Bochy rank among your all-time great MLB managers?
Pretty highly, just because of what I think is entailed to be a manager. I mean, I don't count the guys that came before, like, the 70s. The game is just different.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us about it.
There was no free agency. There was little player movement. I don't know what they had to deal with back then, so I'm not going to entirely dismiss the Connie Macks of the world and those guys. But when we're talking about managing people in today's game, to win 3 rings in 5 years, that's pretty darn special. It's really good. And I've been around this game a long time. I know that there were players that didn't care for Joe Torre. I know that there's a handful that don't care for some good managers that are out there right now. I haven't found one that said anything bad about Bochy. I just can't find it. So to me, that's the ultimate sign of respect. It doesn't mean that he was soft. It doesn't mean that he didn't make mistakes, you know, managing there in the dugout. It just means that he has a way with people. Yeah. And it's called manager for a reason. It's not called coach. He's managing personalities and people first.
Great analysis from Chris Rose on 95.7 The Game. Hey, last one for you, Chris. With the new season of baseball upon us, when you're looking at the offseason player movement, et cetera, is there a team that you think might sneak up on us this year and maybe jump into that conversation as maybe being a World Series threat?
You know, you don't expect it. I didn't expect the A's to win 97. I didn't expect the Rays to win 90. I didn't expect the Twins to make the playoffs the year before. So I'm really bad with this stuff. be real honest.
Yeah.
If there was a team that could jump out of nowhere,
got him, stumped him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see one. I don't see one really. Yeah. But if I had to pick one, let's make it fun and just say something magical happens in Cincinnati this year.
A couple of
pitchers that can log some innings. Their lineup's good. Their infield's very good. If they're willing to make a deal or two during the season, maybe they can get in the wild card conversation. How's that? I don't really believe
it. I thought you were going to say Pirates, Chris.
He was hoping you were going to say Pirates. No, it's funny. For a second, I thought we were talking about the NBA. It's like, no, it's the Warriors, and then there's everybody else, so it's all good. Hey, Chris, really appreciate your time and terrific insight, and you were spot on about Kareem Hunt and,
awesome.
And you know, your situation with the Browns, because I think it's something that all sports fans are going to have to deal with. It's just part of the deal. So thank you for your time, and be well. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, good stuff from Chris Rose of the MLB Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.